One last thing, actually, before you go, were you aware of the UFO related emails that were leaked from John Podesta by WikiLeaks?
Podesta, yes, I was. I'd been told about that. Sure.
Yeah, there's some interesting ones in there. One about specifically General McCasland, you know, pretty high level figure. I don't know if you saw that, but there was, you know, a few different conversations through the WikiLeaks emails. And I think that's something people need to dig into more. There's not enough conversation about the fact that John Podesta was speaking to Edgar Mitchell, the Apollo 14 astronaut, and also the Blink 182 rock star Tom DeLonge, who started To the Stars Academy. You know, and there was, I think there's one actually I've got written down here before we run off, where he's talking about. This is Tom DeLonge talking about General McCasland, and he says he mentioned he's a skeptic. He's not. I've been working with him for months. I just got done giving him a 4-hour presentation on the entire project a few weeks ago. Trust me, the advice has already been happening on how to do all of this. He just has to say that out loud. But he's very, very aware, and as he was in charge of all of this stuff. When Roswell crashed, they shipped it to the laboratory at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. General McCasland was in charge of that exact laboratory up to a couple years ago. He not only knows what I'm trying to achieve, he helped assemble my advisory team. He's a very important man. So that's someone that I think people should be focusing their attention on, General McCasland.
And any of these people, I don't know the fellow from Blink 182. I'm a country music guy. So, you know, if it was Hank Jr. or something, or Lynyrd Skynyrd, some Southern rock band. But if that were to ever come in contact, if you were to give them my numbers, I don't follow their music, and I wouldn't, but I probably would, since you're the second person to mention his name. And
well, do you know Lou Elizondo and Christopher Mellon and these people?
Yeah, I know Lou.
They all came from the To the Stars Academy of Arts and Science. That was that kind of company that got set up before they left that, and that was Tom DeLonge's company. So this Blink 182 rock star, it's a very interesting story, because he was the one that basically was going into government and trying to find people to speak to about UFOs, and he coalesced this team, like Lou, people like Chris, and then they've moved on into Congress and done other things. But Tom was speaking to John Podesta early on, saying, look, I've got these high level contacts, they're talking to me, and General McCasland was one of those contacts. And, you know, by the sounds of it, he is extremely knowledgeable and perhaps has direct relation to the you know, technological acquisition and the programs that have been, you know, hidden away from us. So for if any senators or congressmen are tuning into this, you know, keep that in mind. General McCasland. Thank you.